Are you saying Commander is so strong-willed that not even the esteemed keepers can figure out what he's been up to? Frustrated, I dragged a hand through hair that was in desperate need of a trim and tried to shake off the annoyance. I had come to the Circle of Knowledge at Aaron's request. When I arrived, the keeper's top guy in charge and the parental unit for a certain teenage robot with a particularly foul mouth was nowhere to be found. The empty waiting lounge a keeper silently led me to didn't even have a place to sit down. After 5 agonizingly tedious minutes, a familiar face showed up to let me know the director was running late. Sammy, one of the keeper director's AI scientists, took me to the very person I'd been wanting to get some face time with since he escaped through Armin's gate after slicing Gray open. It just happened to be my good fortune that Aaron had set up a temporary office in Commander's locked-down medical suite. In the 30 minutes that followed my first glimpse of Commander in the flesh, I'd pestered the AI scientist with questions about the traitor's interrogation. If she was offended by my lack of decorum, she didn't show it.
"No, Captain Riker, I am saying that the events you described cannot be found because they do not exist. The memories that are there show him working alone."
"Yeah, right." I stared at the display, focused on Commander's still form. The Anipsian sleeping in the other room under lock and biometric key, along with a slew of other precautions, had declined rapidly since his return. It wasn't all that long ago that he almost killed Gray. Now I had my doubts as to whether he could walk against a moderate headwind without getting knocked over. According to Aaron, Commander's survival probability was about to dip into the single digits and was dropping almost every hour. If the turncoat died without giving us any answers, the other traitor we suspected of being in play could slip through our fingers. Still, I couldn't blame any of that on Aaron's scientist. Like anyone with a daily grind, the robot was trying to do a job. "Look, Sammy, sorry for being an ass. Being annoyed doesn't give me the right to give you a hard time." She stared at me for a fraction of a second too long, and it gave me the distinct feeling of being scanned, then subsequently analyzed. When the AI blinked, I swore a light flashed. It was gone too soon to be sure, so I chalked it up to a reflection. Smiling, just a touch warmer than before, Sammy dipped her chin in the same cordial manner Gray did.
"No apology necessary, Captain, though the sentiment is appreciated. I wish I had better news for you."
"It's okay," I said, waving a hand. He had to be working with someone. At least that's what we thought after looking into him. I'm not a big believer in coincidences, and a lot of them had to line up just right for him to succeed. Too many. No one was that lucky. It didn't sit right in my gut, and I knew not to discount that. Sammy started working on her pad without responding. Assuming that was her way of telling me to get lost, I started to take my leave. Aaron could come to me next time. Before I could say anything, Sammy held the pad up with slightly more exuberance than I'd seen her have before.
"This may be of interest. During the previous era of peace, Commander was on a mission to collect artifacts. He found an ancient text containing information on the gate's conception. At first, he reported the discovery to a contact within Chaos. What they discussed is unknown, but the contact never filed the report. Not long after taking the text, Commander started digging more."
Perking up at that, I nodded. "I think I see where this is going. Where is that Chaos contact now?"
"Dead,"
the robot said matter-of-factly, dashing my hopes and dreams.
"They were sent on a mission that ended in tragedy."
I frowned. "Come on, even you have to admit that's suspicious."
"The sequence of events does have a manufactured quality about it," Sammy agreed. "I see now why you so badly wanted the answer to be in Commander's head. Digging deeper into the files will most certainly flag your intended target."
"Pretty much." It was always something.